And now, the US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Harley Carnes is with us. Another school shooting. I mentioned earlier on, Harley, I just don't understand why schools are always targets. And this is a 15-year-old kid.
Well, that's probably the answer right there. It's a 15-year-old student. We don't know the motive. I mean, we do know that historically these shootings come from or by victims of bullying or otherwise ostracized kids. So we don't know why this time. I mean, it could be as simple as a boyfriend-girlfriend kind of thing that went nuts. But the thing is, we do know it came at the worst time because the police are saying the school's response was excellent. They did the best they could. But this student started shooting just before school started, as students were gathering in the atrium, kind of clustered together before the first bell. Two dead, or 12 more that are suffering from gunshot wounds, and about 7, we think, who were injured trying to get out of the way. You know, running, and they said it was real chaos, of course, and so that's the sort of thing. But the answer to the question of why they happen at schools is typically it's students shooting other students.
Yeah, it's very sad, very puzzling. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, he's now revealed that he was interviewed by a special counsellor, Mueller. What significance do we place on that?
Well, I think there are two things. One, what Mueller's really looking for now, since there doesn't seem to be any clear evidence of any collusion with Russia to try to win the election, is whether or not the president obstructed justice by replacing the FBI director, James Comey. Of course, Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russia probe because he said he was too close to it and he was part of the campaign, that sort of thing. So it probably was the right thing to do, even though the president didn't like it. The other thing I think that's important in the interviewing of Jeff Sessions, this is pretty, I think it's unprecedented. This is 15 current or former Trump insiders, including members of the cabinet, interviewed by the special counsel. I mean, typically in previous administrations, presidents fight this sort of thing. They claim executive privilege. They protect their people from having to be questioned. And in this case, Trump has said, question whoever you want. And so it's a, you know, 15 is an awful lot. I mean, and it's virtually everyone who is an insider in the Trump administration. Or has been.
Yeah, it's a very complicated but very important story, and we've got a long way to run with that. Thank you, Harley. I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Harley Carnes there in the United States.